Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I identify as a transgender woman.
I identify as a straight transgender female.
There is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY.
But honestly, I don't really identify as human.
I'm tired of being humanized for the comfort of other people.
God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friedman.
Let's talk about pastors, shall we?
Son, don't go to sleep while I'm talking. Hey, hey, hey! Don't you lay your head back. I'm important.
I guess. Who is this guy? This is Wretched Radio. I just pushed the button. Who is this man? He is just railing on his congregation. He's stepping out of the pulpit to give him a little hoo hoo hoo.
Now, you might do your English teacher that way, but I'm not teaching English. I'm teaching eternal life here. I love you. You know I love you.
Have right.
I miss you, I love you?
No, but yes.
Yeah. You better nod your head. Yes.
Well, you better. Yeah. Yeah. I love you.
Stay awake and you listen to me. You say, well, he may never come back. Well, he ain't here now. And where have you been, Mr. Underwood?
Oh, by name.
And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have.
Oh!
You're not worth 15 cents.
Okay, then.
And you want me to marry you to her? And you want to marry him? And he don't even know where he belongs? And you don't even know where you belong? Now, let me tell y'all, everybody here, how much I love these kids.
Well, that was just overflowing with pastoral love right there. Let's talk about a pastor who has been loving for 40, 50 years, who is now retiring, sort of. Pastor Chuck Swindoll. He is at Stonebriar Church in, I think it's in Dallas? Must be. Because at one point, as the chancellor, something or another, at Dallas Theological Sem, Chuck Swindoll has been preaching in a local church and on the radio for decades. And he's stepping down as the senior pastor, becoming pastor emeritus, but he's going to continue to preach. That's a turning of a page. And I suspect for a lot of people that are listening, they were impacted by this fellow. I know that I was. Chuck Swindoll, not an expositor per se. Now, he would say that he's an expositor, but not to the depth that I think you and I normally look for in expository preaching. But he had and has the most amazing ability to bring theology off the shelf. His program is called Insight for Living. And I remember decades ago listening to Chuck Swindoll on the radio when I wasn't a Christian. And he was very influential in my conversion because I started to get it. All the stuff that I had learned about God, all the ologies that I had spent years studying suddenly made sense. He wouldn't use theological terms, but he would talk about them, and I heard him. Oh, he's talking about imputed righteousness. Hey, he's talking about the hypostatic union of Jesus without ever using that language, and the Christian faith came together for me like a jigsaw puzzle, just instantly put into place. And now, kind of a sad day. Chuck Swindoll is retiring at least from one part of his role, but he's going to continue to preach at the age of 89. 89. This happens to be a sermon from April 7th. Doesn't get much fresher than that. Let's just see how Chuck is doing. I haven't listened to this. He's just taken the pulpit at his very big church, Stonebriar Community Church. Let's hear if that classic voice. Wow, that guy had a setup. Adrian Rogers, he had one set of pipes where it just echoed. He had a cavern for a chest. It just, blah, 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 just came out of him. But Chuck Swindoll used his voice like an instrument. Let's see if it's still tuned, shall we?
What if speaking openly about Christ were to result in a punishment where your life would be at stake.
Well, it's definitely older, but it's still nimble. That is a man who begins a sermon with getting attention. That's an important aspect of a sermon. You've got to tell folks up front why they should continue to listen. It seems to me some pastors do a really good job at that because it's the first thing. And as you work through a sermon, you work through that, well, you know, probably first. Now, I've heard Steve Lawson say he works on that last. He exposits the text, determines what his points are, then he writes the introduction. A lot of pastors, they don't do that. And a lot more pastors don't come to a conclusion. They don't ever consider, how do we wrap this thing up in a coherent, impactful kind of way? And so the plane just keeps circling and circling and circling. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus lands the plane. Really fascinating to watch the structure of this Sermon on the Mount. He spends 2.5 chapters absolutely obliterating the religious system. You think that sin starts here? Oh no, I'm telling you, sin starts here. You think that's righteous? Oh no, I'm going to show you what righteousness is and the righteousness that is required to enter into my Father's kingdom. You have to be perfect, just like he's perfect. Blah! It is a homiletical speed bag. He just keeps hitting and hitting, and then he lands the plane. And he issues, it is indeed a command, because they're imperatives, but it's more of a plea. Don't be foolish. You've just heard what is going to happen. Don't go on the broad road. Don't be deceived. Get on the narrow road. Why? Because Jesus is a pleading Savior. And when he was preaching in Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, was it a scolding? Yeah, but I think it was more of a pleading. And we see the heart of the Savior revealed. He wants to save people. He desires that people come to the knowledge of the truth. And if you read in the Old Testament, study the names of God, you will see that he's the forgiving God. He's the long-suffering God. He's the gracious God. He's the merciful God. Those are the names for himself because God loves to forgive. That's his preference. God prefers to save. And if you think that is a unique thought that's coming out of my mouth, it is most certainly not. The Puritans talked about this all of the time. That God does not wish to put his power on display by defeating so paltry a foe. Casting people into hell, it ain't no biggie. God just, bing, can just flick us in nothing. But to take briars, to take thorns, and turn them into a bouquet because of his spiritual husbandry, now that is a work that he aspires to. That is a great undertaking. The saving of souls. And so it is Jesus in landing the plane. He actually wraps it up. Don't get on the broad road. Be on the narrow. Hey, warning, here's who's going to take you on the broad road. False teachers. What is Jesus doing? Is he just being crabby about false teachers? No, he's warning you. Don't follow false teachers. Don't do it. It's not just the fruit of their mouths. It's the fruit of their lives. And it's a lack of fruit. And we should judge that fruit. Why? Because people get damned because of it. False teachers are not nice. They're ravenous wolves. And Jesus, with his shepherding heart, wants us to be warned about them so that we don't fall into their snare. It is an oratory that is filled with compassion. And then he closes with, be wise. Build your life on the rock. Don't build it on sand. The storms are going to come. In the immediate context, it's the storm of God's judgment. But I think the broader application is the storms of life. Just everything that is going to hit you as a Christian, it's coming your way, and you are going to get hammered by it. Build your life on the rock, which, by the way, 1 Corinthians 3, is Christ. He is the foundation. And Jesus landed the plane, wrapping up his sermon with an actual conclusion, which is so often missing these days. I'm sorry. I'm being just a wee bit sentimental. Let's listen to a little more Chuck Swindoll.
Imagine yourself in a setting where you have the opportunity to talk to a friend or colleague at work or someone over lunch, and the subject of Christ comes up, and you're living in a place where speaking openly of your faith could result in your being arrested and brought before a judge who is prejudiced, and you are not ever going to face a fair trial.
Chuck Swindoll, retiring at the age of 89 from the business end of church stuff, still preaching faithfully, not retiring, going for as long as he can to bring theology off the shelf so that people can actually believe the Bible is true. He did that for me, for which I'll be forever grateful. This is Wretched Radio. Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. They get Bible memorization. Remember, we used to force our kids to do that, but now that we're oppressors, we don't want to be toxic and make our kids memorize Bible verses when it's about a gazillion times easier than when you get old. And they worship the Lord, they pray together, and they get loved on. Tomorrow Clubs, I'm telling you, record-breaking. The images are so encouraging, so cool, and I would encourage you to consider being a Tomorrow Club partner. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Wretched Radio today and to our ongoing monthly gospel partners. You're the foundation. You're the heartbeat of this mission. You stand firm with us, and it's not just a commitment, but it is a testament to your faith and dedication to spreading the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to millions of people all over the world. And if you haven't yet quite made the leap to joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, would you prayerfully consider doing so? No gimmicks, no punchlines, no hard sales here. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just giving you an honest to goodness invitation to be part of a mission that is changing lives all over the world. As we stand firm together, unwavering in this purpose, united in this mission, we are able to make a difference for eternity. Wretched.org/donate is where you can find any answers to any questions you might ever possibly have on what it would look like to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family, and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Attributes of God. God is omniscient, meaning he knows all things. He knows all things past, present, and future. God does not learn new information, and nothing takes him by surprise. He knows what will happen and is working all things for his glory and the good of those who love him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Sorry, but it's kind of like a shiny object. No, it's more like a car wreck and I can't take my eyes off of it.
Are y'all keeping the camera on me back there in the little video room?
Oh.
Good.
Oh.
We're having trouble in the video room. There's no one finer than young Cox back there.
I have a funny feeling a Judas kiss is on the way. Jimmy!
Yes?
You do such an amazing job.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
You total despicable loser.
And he comes down here and spends hours in that thing. But he has a little attitude adjustment that we're going to fix. Brother Cox, you listening? Because Mother Cox, I can fix your attitude adjustment. Now, I don't care what your mama thinks and your daddy thinks. And I don't have a better friend than your mama. But, Mama, you get out of my way when I'm messing with that boy, because I'm his preacher. I'm yours when I'm talking to you, but I'm his when I'm talking to him.
All righty then.
And last I checked, he's a grown man.
All righty then. Hey, you're saying, Friel, really? Did we need another minute of that? Count your blessings, because I'm going to tell you what pastor we're not going to be talking about. His name rhymes with Mark Driscoll. You've probably heard something about it, which is about the extent of what I've heard. Pastor Mark Driscoll, speaking of pastors who brutalized the flock, actually was a segue there. He was the Mars Hill preacher, and he was a megachurch guy. Wildly popular. And he kind of used that tactic too, where he would kind of punch you in the nose with his words, a lot of tough talk. Well, it turns out that tough talk wasn't manufactured, because behind the scenes, he was removed from his position because of staff abuses, congregational abuses. He's down in Arizona and he started up a church, and he has left behind his Reformed theology, moving in more in a charismatic direction. And in order to stay on the circuit, you have to go to big speaking engagements that feature a former stripper doing a pole dance. Now you say, that's awful. Oh, hold on. Haven't told you the gender. It was a male pole dancer. No, wait a second. That isn't every gender detail you need. It was a male stripper at a men's conference. And Mark Driscoll was preaching there. And as I understand it, after the stripper pastor or whatever did his thing, then Mark Driscoll got up and called out the church and the organizers of this men's event. And it caused a big kerfuffle. And of course, he's milking it like a cow on the internet, getting lots of views. Ain't going to talk about it. I don't know what in it. It is just, the whole thing is so sordid. I'm like, ugh. Bless your heart. If you want to dive into that story to figure out, because I think it's turning into a bit of a he said, I guess is what you would say. That this, oh, you don't know everything that was happening, and this happened, and then that happened. I don't care. I don't care. A men's conference featuring a male stripper and Mark Driscoll. I just. Really? Really? And that's the big news story of the day. Stephen Furtick under fire, apparently, for Easter. I didn't recognize it. Jimmy, I think I've seen you wear something similar, wearing a $2,000 Givenchy.
I've got three of them.
Sweater. I hope it's not in pink, because, wow. Apparently, some people took a look at what he was wearing and did a little Googling to discover, hey, what do you know? They sell that sweater at Neiman Marcus for $2,000. Now, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. This man is busy. You see, tending to a 14,000 square foot home, that takes a lot of time. And he, rightly so, has professional shoppers to take care of these things. And, they got it on, I'm trying, and they got it on the discount rack. It's a knockoff. It was actually a polyester Givenchy, and people are just being hypercritical. Actually not. Jesus instructs us that you can identify a false teacher by their fruits, and the fruit that they bear is not just heresy. It isn't just false teaching. It can be their devouring of the wolves. making merchandise out of people so that they can live a lavish lifestyle. The false teacher is after power. The false teacher is after fame and fortune and licentious behavior. That's what is driving them. And we want to be careful because I think there's varying lifestyles for different pastors that can be very legitimate and explained. But come on, really? A $2,000 sweater? A sweater for $2,000? I think in America, that would be about 2 weeks' wages for people. 2 weeks' wages to that sweater in a massive mansion. We have to take Jesus at his word that the fruit of false teachers is more than just their lips. We continue with pastor news. This is a conference that's going to be coming up. You say the Southern Baptist Convention? That's coming up too. We're looking forward to that, but also the United Methodist Church. And this is going to be a Lollapalooza. This pastoral conference has been stalled back in, let's read the details. This was from an article. There's my glasses. From an article in The Conversation. United Methodist Church's General Conference is going to be meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't think I've been to Charlotte. It sounds like it would be like perfect. April 23rd through May 4th, Zoink Scoob. In 2022, Conservative Methodist announced a break from the UMC. They formed the Global Methodist Church, and thousands of them. As of 2024, 7,600 Methodist churches have disaffiliated. That's a fourth of United Methodist congregations. And they pushed off the conference. I believe it was supposed to happen 2 years ago because of the acrimony about gender and the LGBTQ stuff. Well, the time of reckoning is here. And I think that there's about 800 pastors that'll be there. 300 of them are actually from Africa, which is a good thing because they tend to be more conservative there. Here's a little history. 1996, General Conference added legislation prohibiting clergy from conducting same-sex weddings, but a lot of people continue to do it. 20 years later, 2016, the election of a woman as the first openly gay bishop of any gender in the UMC. Well, that would be a sign of the direction of United Methodist Church. Conflicts between conservatives, progressives, came to a head in 2019. It was going to be a special conference to prevent a schism. Well, I don't think that conference happened, and they pushed it, and now it's finally taking place.
Ooh, the intrigue.
The council endorsed what was called the One Church Plan, which would have allowed different Methodist pastors in different countries autonomy. In other words, they could determine, where do we stand on it individually? However, delegates voted overwhelmingly for what was called the traditional plan. 2019 conference passed a resolution giving local congregations the option to leave the UMC. They were given until the end of 2023, and now 7,300 have actually left. That is going to be dealt with at the United Methodist Conference coming up in lovely, I think, Charlotte, North Carolina. Don't know what you think about Methodists. Methodism, on paper, is an Orthodox denomination. And clearly, there are good people in that denomination who are not willing to put up with the hijinks and shenanigans that are taking place at the national level. I think we should be praying for that conference, along with the Southern Baptist Convention Conference. That is a denomination. It's not facing exactly the same struggles as the United Methodist, but nevertheless, they're up against it, and we should be praying for them. Pastor's wedding night advice to women. Oh, good. It's a Southern Baptist pastor at a church in Dallas. On your wedding night, ladies, stand where he tells you to stand, wear what he tells you to wear, and do what he tells you to do. That was the best part of his wedding night advice, causing a lot of stir. We actually need some talk about what it means to be a male in 21st century America, specifically a Christian male. We need more of it. I was reading about a conference. This was a conference that was some Christian church. And that too was raunchy. Like this men's conference with a male stripper. What is that about? The conference that I read about, there were like all kinds of like rah, rah, rah jokes. And this advice to women, this was also, I believe, done at a conference. We got to do better. We do have to have conversations about genuine biblical masculinity, because got to tell you, what evangelicalism is producing these days, pretty rotten. Hey, that reminds me, Dr. Pastor Adam Tyson, he's going to be one of our new additions here at Wretched, our brave, bold new initiative. His podcast is going to be aimed at Gen Z young men. And needless to say, we could use that these days. This is Wretched Radio.